Yeah. We appear to be back.
Okay.
Good.
You guys missed some great stories.
I saw some people yelling about Legacy Productions in there, so at least they caught that part.
All right, yeah, well.
That was really kind of, that was the climax of that whole thing.
But the weird thing is that taking the concentrated energy drink SodaStream thing and pouring it into a Four Loko, actually the energy was better than a real Four Loko was, and it tasted better.
Mm.
So it was like double dangerous of like, well, guess I can get all the way back into Four Loko now, yeah, as long as I pour this stuff into it. Like, no, that's not a road I want to go down.
I had Four Loko for the first time after E3. About 2 years ago, and like obviously it was like the toned down ass version of it or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But even then, it totally fucked me up.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's still like 14% or something.
Yeah.
But it's
a weird type of drunk I'd never been before.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh god, I'm like super hyper, and also like I felt like I was 15 again or something.
I bet at some point they like added more sugar to it,
right,
or something.
Yeah.
When they couldn't put caffeine or anything else in there anymore.
Like, offset it?
Yeah.
Oh, is that what it is? They put caffeine in there?
Like, it had energy drink stuff and caffeine. Like, and it originally had all of that stuff in it. And people, like, that was, it gained this reputation as, like, this, like, blackout drunk fuel, you know? Because people would drink a bunch of it, they would be up on the energy drink portion of it, so they would still be up and around and, like, kind of coherent in a way that they shouldn't be after that many drinks, and then they would not remember anything for stretches of time because they're fucking college kids that don't know how to fucking drink.
Yeah, yep.
As an adult, I should have been able to continue to live my life that way, but no. The government decided I couldn't.
The kids ruin everything, inevitably.
Where'd the sun go?
Under these clouds.
Or smog, or whatever.
Yeah. Both.
I think this is the spot where I got my speeding ticket in 07.
Mm.
Coming down this hill.
I think this is where the fire was as well.
You might be right, yeah. Six miles to go, 48 minutes. Wow.
Wow.
All right.
I will let the folks in Slack know that we are going to be in momentarily.
Is everyone else down here already?
Or they're getting in probably around this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just didn't want to risk, since, I mean, we got to be live at, like, 12:30 tomorrow or something.
Yeah, of course.
Like, flying tomorrow and having a flight get delayed would have a material impact on programming, so. But then, like, Vinny and those guys, they all had to get in to build stuff.
Yeah. So when did Drew and the E-Striker get in? Well, presumably today as well, right?
Yeah.
Jason was playing Overwatch last night.
I want to say that actually maybe the government stepping in and strongly suggesting that they take the energy out of those drinks might have been the catalyst that led to me, like, not drinking anymore, basically.
Yeah.
Like, I don't drink very often these days. They took the fun out of it. That's probably for the best.
Now, I'm trying to remember when the last time I did, like, any real serious drinking was, and it's been years. Never a bad idea. Do it for at least a while.
Yeah.
Let your liver recover.
like a good sort of test to see like where, like the situations I was putting myself in so I could get drinking.
Mm.
Like the folks I would hang out with just so I could have a beer in my hand, or like events I would go to just to do that. Suddenly when you remove the booze and it's like you don't want to do that shit anymore, and I was like, probably shouldn't have been doing that in the first place then.
Yeah.
Go back to that either once I've done it, once I've stepped away from it. It's kind of like, oh, okay, right.
I no longer need this.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I had a, you know, a crew of friends that we were, you know, primarily hanging out around drinking. You know, one of them literally worked as a bartender.
Right. Yep.
I think everyone just kind of grew out of it right around the same time. Weird social thing where, like, as an adult, like, you don't have a lot of reasons to be, like, make friends,
right?
You know, so it became like, you know, well, okay, what do you do socially? This was, you know, more of something I spent time thinking about when I was single.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, if I'm not going to go to bars and hang out in bars, then what exactly am I going to do? Lanes closed, traffic jammed. Huh. Oh, great.
Like, drinking is like spun into the web so much, like especially back home, really. Like, just everything social is like wrapped around it in such a natural way. Yeah, right, once you're out of, like hanging out with people, hanging out with groups, so it's like a thing you do in your 20s, and then it sort of disappears, I guess, maybe.
Yeah, like that idea of, like, man, we got a posse.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Legacy Productions.
God damn it, now I'm just going to spend the rest of this E3 occasionally yelling Legacy Productions for no reason.
That's the fucking hashtag, you know that.
That's it. That's this year's E3 hashtag.
Guy up in Pendleton was gonna be on Twitter. I'm like, fucking hijack my hashtags.
No, I remember spending time trying to track down what that was.
Yeah.
Like Googling it, or, you know, at the time, like looking on fucking MySpace.
Too fucking generic.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing.
I'm sure that guy's in jail anyway. He won't know.
What is this?
Oh, this is Magic Mountain.
Yeah.
Ash Mountain?
Magic Mountain.
Oh, Magic Mountain.
Six Flags, baby.
Oh, is Magic Mountain that roller coaster there? Or is that the name of the park?
It's just the
name of the
park.
Name of the old park. Yeah. Right. Yeah, we're kind of in civilization now.
Yep. Well, you think that until you realize you're actually in LA, and then it's like, oh...
Yeah.
You know, LA's grown on me a little bit over the years. Still have less than zero desire to ever live here in my lifetime, but I can kind of, I can more than tolerate it now.
I can handle it for a week.
Yeah.
That's... It updated due to traffic conditions, so I'm guessing that it seems to know. It's trying to get us around something.
Okay.
And there was that sign up there that talked about stop the traffic and all that other shit.
Yeah.
I'm willing to give it a go.
Sure.
Magic Mountain Parkway, here we come. We...
Oh, can we go to Six Flags, please? Please, 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 pretty please?
No.
No.
Ask your mother.
No. Ask your father.
No one answered.
Do we turn left? I guess we turn left.
It seems to be indicating that, yeah.
Beeping at me. Hurricane Harbor. I think the Beef O'Brady's is up here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's up here. I remember it being, like, in front of this Six Flags.
Yo, you want to get a free meal? Just ask my dad. Sean O'Brady.
One day I'm going to own all this.
Show up and tell him Fieldy sent you.
Proceed about 3 miles to the end of the road.
Oh, God.
Well, it was a good run we had.
It's just Fieldy down there with a baseball bat.
Yeah. I heard you've been talking shit about me. Baby, you have.
Who are you? Is that Weird Al? Is that you?
It's a baseball bat and an accordion.
He's holding the baseball bat in a weird way where it's like sticking up and
yeah. He's holding it. Like, no, don't do that. What? Oh, God.
My knees bent. Slapping the bat.
The shops at Tourney. Same here. On the way down last year, it took us on some weird ways to get around the fire.
Yeah, we were on dirt roads for a while there.
Yeah.
Y'all want some peanut M&M's?
Sure.
Good. I'm good, but thank you.
There you go.
Thank you. The Black Angus. Get some steaks.
God, all of LA looks the same.
Yep.
Fucking hell.
Hey, we might be in Valencia?
No. Ventura?
Ventura's the other way.
Alright. I'll just take your word for it.
Ventura's kind of on the coast. Still have that fucking dialed in fucking driving mentality, and I want to go 90 miles an hour down this fucking parkway.
Mm-hmm. I don't recommend this.
You guys fuck you, cop.
Do you guys talk about any of the guests you have on the show? Keep it tight-lipped?
I prefer to keep it on the low. I only announce guests that are no longer booked.
I'm going to tell you who is not going to show.
Yeah.
Speaking of cops.
Yeah. And Yaki's in town, right?
Yep.
Lives
down here.
He lives in here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? Lives in town.
As an employee of the Disney Corporation.
As the employee. Same time again. That'd be something else.
We'll see.
Yeah.
You never know.
We'll see how it goes.
I brought a burner phone that someone sent in as a mailbag.
Really?
Just in case.
Just in case Lang needs a new phone by the end of it.
A track phone. On some level, I kind of like when it just takes us out to these
right turn at the end of the road
weird
Railroad Avenue
detours, because it's just, we get to see more of weird fucking Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
Places you'd never go otherwise.
Yeah.
Next right.
It's such a, like a sprawl here as well. It's just like any direction.
Yeah, it's a huge amount of real estate for it, just how uniform it all is.
These clouds look a little nasty.
Yeah. I think it's all supposed to burn off by Monday.
Right. Same time, anything that keeps the hot-ass sun of L.A. away is okay by me.
CA-14 South.
I like hitting up that pool. It's an okay pool.
At the hotel?
Yeah.
I don't think I have ever...
I don't swim during E3.
I thought that said Slam Rice 2. I was like, fuck yeah, Slam Rice! Siam Rice 2 is still pretty good.
Yeah, it's not
Let's
bad.
Go to the Love Boutique. I need some stuff.
Some adult love products.
Some edible underwear in case there's, you know, I miss food.
Yeah.
Yep, they just took away all the ham duets. Like, don't worry, I brought something.
I don't think they make those in boxer short size.
Damn it.
Are we?
I don't know.
This is so weird. Sonic Expressions.
Scenic Expressions.
Oh shit, that's not half as good.
Transportation and set storage is what that place is.
That makes sense. Yeah, there's a whole lot of trailers in that parking lot.
The movie capital of the world.
Sonic Expressions sounds like the next company that the guy who made up
Legacy
Productions. Yeah.
First virtual reality coaster.
Is that the Mass Effect thing? No.
I don't know.
Virtual reality coaster would be shit.
Well, I don't...
Just be like one of those little stupid shuttles you get in, right?
Well, so I think what they're doing is, I don't know if this one is that, I think this one might be that, where it is a real roller coaster, but you put on a Gear VR, and it makes it look more fantastical than it really is.
That's fucking, that's scary because you don't know what's going on in the real world, and you're doing something dangerous in the real world.
Yeah, you have to trust that they have, like, synced up the VR to the actual motion of the coaster well enough to where you don't get sick.
What if it, like, lags out by, like, 2 seconds?
Yeah, right. I got my phone crashed, and now I'm dead. Congratulations. I'm brain dead.
You're waiting for it to drop, and it happens 2 seconds early, and you're like...
Yeah. Actually, that's exactly how I would program a virtual reality roller coaster, is it would do exactly that. Like, you'd see the drop coming, but then it would just happen when you didn't expect it.
Way more terrifying that way.
Yeah. Yeah. We want to bring the fear back to roller coasters. You guys want to go see Frozen, new musical, Spectacular, at Disneyland?
You know, I think I'm good.
You want to stay here at the Santa Clarita Motel? Looks nice.
That is the most 1970s ass sign I have seen in a very long time.
You think it's retro or you just have to check?
No, I think that was the sign they built in the 1970s and they have not updated it since.
Yeah, I don't know where we are at all. Santa Clarita, maybe?
Yeah.
Saw a few signs that said that on it. businesses and stuff. That dude.
That dude did not give a fuck.
He's out here living. No time for your fucking shit.
Nope.
Or a prison.
It's the Newhall Western Walk of Stars.
Jesus Christ.
This something about this right here where we are right now reminds me of, like, we have fucked up and gotten off of the Las Vegas Strip.
Yep.
And we're out here and fuck, man, I don't know.
I absolutely understand what you're talking about.
We're stopping here at the Persia Hookah Lounge.
Shit, I can just go back home if I want that.
It's also raining.
Also it's raining.
More of a mist. Yeah.
Mural is the first bit of color I've seen in about 5
yeah.
months.
Yo, is that the ice store?
Oh, that's the ice store. That's where you go to get the ice.
It just says ice.
Yeah.
Wait, all these trucks also say ice.
It's an ice truck. It's ice business. They sell ice. That's where they make the ice. And that weird fucking shanty.
Like a shack. Dilapidated old shack.
Yeah, okay, so we are in Santa Clarita. That appears to be where we are.
Everything says Newhall on it, though, too.
Yeah, I don't know.
Newhall Pharmacy, Newhall Ice.
St. Mary of Egypt.
The Coptic Orthodox Church.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
Alternative reality, LA, we're in here.
No, this is the ultimate reality, LA. This is the realist, LA.
John Murray Plumbing.
This is where the people really live. Alright, I need to actually mist my fucking windshield because it's covered in bugs.
Dust.
Bug dust. Apparently Netherrealm are streaming something at the moment.
Oh, they were going to show the first Injustice gameplay as part of the MKX finals going on at some ESL thing or something.
All right.
Because again, why wait for E3 to show anything anymore?
Swallowed up.
For being the middle of fucking nowhere, there are sure a lot of cars.
Because they're all probably getting redirected the same way we were.
Mm.
We got a caravan of GPS users here.
Okay. That'd be a good watchdog's hack.
Yeah.
Just say, yo, it's a big traffic jam here.
Right around it. This place is called the Newhall Corner Store, but as far as I can tell, it's not actually on a corner. And it's also a gas station. Gas more reasonably priced here than the price we just paid when we were filled up. That was $4 a gallon gas we just got.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Chico State.
That's college.
Beautiful Los Angeles.
Yeah, it is actually raining. Like, I have my windshield wipers on, like, and not as a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, if it gets too wet, I got my NASCAR shirt.
Man, you gotta keep that thing dry.
I think that thing is completely water repellent. Nothing penetrates that in any way. That material is so.
Gasoline repellent. Celebrate Bush. Okay. Outback Steakhouse.
Now you're talking.
I don't know a lot of these sponsors. Ooh, Haas. I know them. Bad Boy Off-Road.
That's Diddy shit. Bad Boy for Life.
Number four. Hey, chat, who's number four in the NASCAR Sprint Cup 2014? I want to know who I've got here.
Yeah. Saying Ziff Davis bought Kotaku.
Yeah, that, oh, really? That got confirmed yesterday.
Yeah, I thought I saw that yesterday.
I thought it was a rumor. It actually confirmed.
No, well, they
sent out a statement.
The day that all that shit happened, like Ziff Davis put out an announcement, like something internally saying, like, "Hey, yeah, so we're probably gonna buy them after this lawsuit stuff is over."
Yeah, and Gawker confirmed it
because it'll be cheap. And then Gawker said, "Yeah, we're talking to Ziff." But
Kevin Harvick apparently is my driver. Thank you.
Okay.
So that's kind of weird, right? Isn't there like a lot of ex wannabe people?
In a quarter of a mile, right turn.
I think it's just Patrick.
Really?
Yeah.
14 south.
So what do you think they do then? They just keep using it? Keep running it?
Yeah, the thing from the internal memo from the Ziff Davis side was like, yes, the car site and all this other stuff will expand our lifestyle portfolio. The video game and tech stuff will enhance our current tech stuff. And they have a good publishing platform, was what that thing said. So, yeah. But, like, of course they're going to say that. Like, even if they did have, like, backdoor plans to be like, yeah, these brands, maybe we don't keep them around, but we want the platform and these two sites or something like that. Right, so it's hard to know. But I think the core brands are probably all big enough that you would keep them around.
Yeah.
Like, maybe you would cut some people if you had redundancies on, like, the back-end side, but probably almost the reporting staff, I would assume, you would keep.
And there's, like, there was a lot of waste before, but they've, like, merged a lot of those sites and, like, shut down other ones. Like, it seems like the ones that are left are actually pretty solid. Was it, like, IO9 got merged into
I don't remember exactly.
Planet's pretty solid. And Kotaku was probably doing pretty good.
I want to say that Kotaku was like basically number two behind Gawker itself, but I don't know.
They are one of the higher traffic to sub brands. I just don't remember the exact ranking.
Next right onto CA14 South.
Okay.
Taking your word for this.
We're getting back on some kind of freeway.
Oh, this guy.
Proceed about 2 miles on CA14 South.
But, like, I don't know if you, like, introduce any kind of crossover at all with IGN in that case.
Yeah.
Because IGN has its news, its way, and, you know, Kotaku kind of does a different thing that traffics on its own. So, like, if you just took it and said, like, well, we're just going to fold Kotaku into IGN, I just don't think that would make IGN any bigger.
Yeah.
In 1 mile, the freeway is on the right.
So, you probably keep those things separate. Alright, we went all this way to get back on I-5.
Woo!
But probably around whatever bullshit that was there, so. The old road.
The freeway is on the right, and then keep left, I-5 south.
It's just fucking raining.
Yeah. This is in fact what one might call a mild rainstorm. Getting on the truck side.
Trucks! This is what it said to do. Yeah. It said to take the truck side.
Alright.
I-5 trucks. How did they feel the road deteriorate?
That guy decided, nope!
Fucking hell. gosh.
The old road.
The old road.
Proceed about 2 miles on I-5 south.
I've taken this I-5 truck route before, and it's just the same shit, but slightly longer, but less traffic, so there you go. I think that's why you often get routed onto it. Also, note all these trucks that are on the not-truck side.
It's almost like it makes absolutely no difference whatsoever.
Yeah.
If I was in a truck, I wouldn't have taken out. There's too many turns.
And now this is just merging.
I feel like
too.
Maybe that truck side is just there to... In case you have like a... In case you're going too fast down the hill.
Yeah.
Side lights in the curve of this tunnel. It's like Ridge Racer.
God, there's so many, like, parts of cars left in here. That's
yep.
Fucking dark. That's tunnel.
That cherry Noss is really terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a shame, because I have enjoyed cherry Noss in the past, so I don't know if this is just a bad one. Or if I've changed. Okay. Now I think it's the time for me to not be behind this truck anymore.
Proceed about 2 miles on I-5 south.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to make that choice for you.
All right. I guess we're going to stay behind this truck as it becomes one lane here. That's fine. I'm okay with it.
It's all fine.
I just realized I have been fucking gripping this steering wheel way too tight this entire drive.
Possibly the energy drinks making you a little
shut
tense.
The fuck up.
Okay, just saying.
Trucker pills, they say, of your crisp gripping.
Get that white line fever.
Just fucking slam an entire bottle of no-dos.
No-dos.
What's the fucking asthma medication? Mini-thins.
Yes.
Mini-what?
Mini-thins.
Like, it's technically like... Hey, it'll open up your breathing passages.
Right.
But
what's it actually do?
Fucking wires you to drive all night.
Mm-hmm.
Is it over the counter?
Yeah. I don't know if it still is.
It was at a time.
It's probably it was probably just a Fedrin, I assume. So
yeah.
5 miles on I-5 south.
Back in the good old days when you just get ephedrine and all those baseball players started dying or whatever it was. You're like, ah, you know what? We're not going to let you die this anymore.
Yeah.
Have you had heart attacks?
Yeah. So. Yeah, like pseudoephedrine is one of the things you can cook down to make meth these days.
Right.
I got a... out of cold medicine or whatever, so...
Continue on I-5 south.
According to All Meat Pizza, mini thins that expired in 2014 are for sale on Amazon, only $10 for two bottles.
Expired medicine still works.
Yeah. You just have to take more of it.
Yes.
God. It's a fucking terrifying rule of thumb. Reviews on the Amazon mini thin are pissed that it doesn't have ephedra in it anymore.
Yeah. I can see why they would be pissed, but let's be reasonable here.
It's the same way I was pissed about 4 Loko.
Yeah.
I understand both sides of that argument.
Nonetheless, you are impacted by this decision.
Yes. Like, no, I want to have fun. Oh, wait, but that's actually, like, properly dangerous, probably.
Yeah.
So, I guess I get it. El equipo de todos.
Bud Light.
Movie stars.
Yeah. Gonna be in pictures. Pornographic pictures.
The most pornographic of them all.
CA-170 South.
New levels of depravity. Makes Max Hardcore look like a deacon. Star Trek, virtual reality.
Oh, yeah. Watch Dogs 2.
Yeah, Watch Dogs, Wildlands. Wild is them, too, right?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yep. Cocaine Cowboys.
Yeah. People lost their minds over that Wild gameplay.
Yeah, it looked pretty good.
Yeah. Is you controlling a bear or something?
Yeah, it seemed like that's, you know... When you look at that, it's like, man, Far Cry Primal really didn't need to exist.
Right? Oh, yeah, same company. Primal was a fun game. I bet no one bought it, though.
Which one, Primal?
Yeah. Did it do all right?
I heard it did okay. I thought it did all right.
I don't think the investment in that game was extremely high.
Yeah,
so.
It's... way it was structured, like there was some neat stuff about it, but
yeah,
it just felt like one Far Cry game too many,
right?
Even with the changes to combat and all that other stuff, like it's still just I didn't want to check off all the boxes on the list of missions anymore in that style. You know, I think they need to do more.
It's just becoming so roche that all. Super in-your-face unlock system.
Yeah.
It's the same way, like, just fucking Syndicate, like, was just such a heartless line of checkboxes. Like, I liked Farmville for, like, or Primal for, like maybe 6 hours, and I still kind of liked it, but it was just something about it, it was like, it's just, there's no there's nothing in the story or anything that's like pushing me along or difficult. It's just like I know what's coming.
Yeah.
It's like another 20 hours of this, right?
Yeah. You get to the one spot where the guy starts pissing on you, and you're like, well, all right, that's weird. But I feel like if that's the high point of the game, then...
Oh man, Slammiversary is tomorrow night. We have to cancel our stream so we can watch Slammiversary.
What's Slammiversary?
It's the TNA pay-per-view.
Oh wow, dinner every year?
Yeah, yes, I guess it's one of their bigger ones.
I don't think it's... Is that their biggest one?
I don't know if it is or not.
3 miles on scene.
I have no way of judging scale of TNA pay-per-views.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch that? I think it was Riker tweeting it around, the fucking Hardys.
Yeah.
What was that? Was that TNA?
Yeah, that's TNA. I think this pay-per-view is the culmination of that fucking video.
Holy shit.
And they've tried... It seems like they've been trying to lean into it, like, no, we meant it that way. Oh, yeah, really? No, we're going to try to play off of whatever... Jesus. If you're interested in this at all for any reason, we're going to try to pivot off of that.
Fucking shit. It's like the room now. They're just going to...
Yeah.
Hard-headed gag.
If that's, you know, if that was the direction that all of TNA took, I think that they could... That would at least be different. But fuck, man. How much will they charge for a show like that? Do they even do that stuff on the internet? Does TNA have internet pay-per-views, or are they just on pay-per-view?
I think they are still on pay-per-view, at least for some of them. I don't know if they do internet or not.
In 1 mile, US 101 South is on the left.
I was trying to think, like, if I, like, let's say I lived in a world where I wanted to see that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how I would, like, I don't have television.
Right.
Just gotta subscribe to the TNA network.
US 101 South is on the left.
Gets that of their custom license plate. The guy's driving a Veloster, mm-hmm. and his custom license plate says Veloster.
Proceed on US 101.
Well, obviously, it's Jonathan Veloster himself.
Yeah. I mean, if that guy designed that car, then great.
Yeah.
In any other circumstance, why would you pay an annual fee to fucking have that license plate?
Oh, that's an accident.
Those cars are fucked up. Well, one of them.
Yeah. It's a bad sign when you type in TNA Slammiversary watch and it's like 15 pages of how to watch it illegally.
Yeah.
Of course.
NBC Universal building.
I'm seeing a couple of GIFs from this Injustice 2 thing, okay. And one of them is Aquaman's special move of knocking a dude into some sort of weird ocean portal, spitting him out, and then having a giant kraken swallow him.
All right.
That's not bad.
Yeah, the supers in that game were long, but...
But kind of great.
But kind of great, yeah. Like, for a game that wasn't going to have fatalities, like, they found a good way to put very flashy moves into it.
Yeah.
That fit with their whole thing.
Anniversary appears to be pay-per-view only.
Let's go hang out in front of the Vivid Entertainment building over here.
Oh, wow.
Get discovered. I'm going to put you in pictures.
Where the Universal City Walk's just up there, right?
Yeah, yep. I think so. I have not been there in a very long time.
Check out Bubba Gump's.
Yeah, I think the Video Music Awards were somewhere over here one time, and we had to stay at that hotel that was up there. Because we were, you know, rock band on the red carpet, which was a thing we did probably too many times in a row.
Did you have people play it?
Yeah, the idea was, you know, get the celebs to play it and get photo ops for that.
How'd that go? Most people just walk past it, or did you...
Yeah, the majority of people walk past it. Occasionally you get someone big. Mostly you get, like, the people who were there and had nothing to do.
Yeah. Let's go to the Hollywood Bowl.
To say.
Kawenga!
Definitely devolved to that point now where we're just saying signs and
say what
voices.
You see. Just say what you see.
Yeah.
Reading license plates. Ooh! There's a Los Angeles in the background.
Yeah.
Look at that.
There it is.
La La Land, baby. The City of Angels.
Tinseltown. The Capitol Records building where they shot The Adventures of Ford Fairlane.
And nothing else of consequence.
The Knickerbocker.
Yes, the Knickerbocker is in fact a place.
The Broadway. God, what is wrong
with that? The all-new 2016 Malibu.
What? Is that a building?
Yeah.
That seems wrong.
Sunset Boulevard.
Is that Tower Records still there?
It's the Hollywood First Presbyterian.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is that building over there?
Which one?
Fucking weird looking. It's disappearing now. See there in the background? Like...
Oh, yeah. The one with all the weird squares on
it?
I don't know what that is.
None of these cars are moving.
No.
Traffic in Los Angeles. Highly unusual.
We're gonna get off here. This sign says Little Armenia.
This is where System of a Down are.
I get why they don't do this, but sometimes I think it would be cool if they had gas pedals on both sides so I could use a gas pedal with my left foot just so I could switch off from time to time.
That doesn't sound like something that would lead to somebody killing themselves.
Seems like the worst idea in the world. But
press both together to brake.
No, one turns right. It's like a like a mech. Right.
This is asking for a great deal of trouble.
Because my right foot hurts on account of driving.
It's like cruise control is embedded.
I can't trust it. It feels wrong.
Yeah.
Does it like disengage if you touch the gas pedal?
No. If you tap the brake.
Oh. Okay. Well.
And you can still hit the gas pedal to like go faster or something like that. But well, maybe that disengages it also. But you can. There's always like a resume that you can use to just resume your previous speed.
Right.
So like you'll be coasting and then hit that and it'll just start going again. And the feeling of the car moving without me putting my foot into it.
Yeah. Unnerving.
Yeah. It feels like I'm completely out of control and we're all going to die. I cannot drive the car that way.
You just need that control.
This is why I don't want an auto-driving car if that becomes a thing.
At the same time, I would love to have an auto-driving car. I would love to put my face
like
in technology.
So far on the other side, right? Where it's like you're not even doing anything.
Yeah. Then at that point, I'd be like reading a book and hoping for the best.
It's the future of driving.
Yeah.
Doing something else and crossing your fingers.
Here in my mobile office, where I might die, but I don't know. Someday, when everyone has one of these, it'll all be fine. But in this gritty middle period where some people still have real cars. I don't know. It sounds like that's all the stuff that they're thinking about as they look at driverless cars or all that stuff. They're like, okay, well, we have to make sure we can count for actual human-driven assholes. Cars.
Right.
Being unpredictable-ass cars. Sounds like they're getting there. I'll say Ford was saying that, like, within 5 years, they'll have it. Tesla's already got some limited form of it on the roads now.
It's manual.
As a long-time commuter, I think it all sounds beautiful.
Yeah. No, I get the appeal. I don't know. I like driving, and I don't want to give up the aspect of driving a car that is me driving the car.
How much cooler would it be to be driving if everyone else is in their, like, fucking robot boxes?
And you're like weaving free. Between them.
Analog, yeah. Baby.
Driving a motorcycle.
Yeah.
In an anime.
Exactly.
Waiting for them to build that pneumatic tube system.
They tested the Hyperloop stuff like recently and it went well, according to them.
It goes like 700 miles an hour or something.
Something insane like that. It was San Francisco to LA in half an hour, I think, is the goal.
Wow.
Yeah, sign me up. Put me in a damn tube. Launch me into the fucking unknown.
Yeah. Put me in the murder tube. Work for the Running Man.
Yeah.
Just arrive in LA with like one less layer of skin.
Yeah. That's fine.
I've got dozens more where that came from.
It's like a chemical peel.
It's always some version of rush hour.
Check in on rumors. across.
This is definitely my favorite part of LA, is the billboards that are not so much targeting people watching a show, but people who would vote for a show or movie. Consider an Amazon original series, The Man in the High Castle.
I actually like this other billboard here that just says, Hep C is curable! And has a phone number.
Yep.
Consider, for your consideration, Hepatitis C. For best new curable disease.
Injustice 2 trailer apparently is pretty hype into Destin Legare over at the Imagine Games Network.
Oh, those snowball folks.
Here's the Injustice 2 gameplay reveal. Speed treat. Super Lady. I punch above my weight. Who's that guy?
Winston.
Gorilla Grodd. I believe is his name.
Aquaman.
Yeah.
The Hyperloop.
Yeah.
I don't know. This looks pretty dope.
Yeah. Oh, what was that?
Someone's barfing fire on someone.
Whoa. There's a lot of things happening here.
Yep. There's the Kraken.
Alright.
Alright.
That's pretty good.
That was alright. That looked alright.
Good job, noob. Final Fantasy 15 barriers, banners all over. Muscogee. No, not Muscogee, sorry.
LA Convention Center.
Yeah, they seem to be really going for it with that game.
That is what they would have to do to get me interested in playing that, because, you know, I'm not a big DC person, but I did like that Injustice game because it was pretty over the top.
Yeah. Oh, I meant Final Fantasy.
Oh, yes. That one. Yeah, you're right.
But yes, in that case as well.
Nothing else except for Injustice at the momento. Somebody called Ding Chavez in the chat who keeps hearting, which I appreciate.
Do you think it's the Ding Chavez?
He better be in Ghost Recon Wildlands.
That's,
I guess,
a bad
he was Rainbow
guy.
Six, wasn't he?
Yeah. It's gone bad.
Yeah.
He's in love with the Coco.
Rainbow Six Siege did for them. They're still releasing stuff for it.
Are they?
Yeah, they're releasing. They released a new couple of maps recently.
And they put out a starter edition on PC where it's like $15.
Oh, like Counter-Strike style, or was it Siesta done, was it? Oh, no, Siesta's just $15.
Yeah, now. Call of Duty did it.
Oh, you're
it's
right,
just
yeah,
sold
yeah.
the multiplayer for $15. Yeah.
American Career College.
If you want a career in America,
I
this
do.
Is your place.
Drop me off here, please.
I sell America door to door.
Right beside the Braille Institute and Little Bangladesh. Sorry, Jeff, we're almost there.
A mere 7 miles.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Jeez. What are you going to do again tonight? You got to do some meetings?
I don't know. Eat something. Mm-hmm. Hopefully get everybody together for dinner before we get started. But...
yeah, I think dinner and then a lot of lying down sounds kind of like my plan.
Some shoeless time would
yes.
be nice.
Oh, yeah. I had some of that back here, actually. Y'all should know.
Oh, thought damn. I smelled something.
Yeah.
Smelled like potatoes.
It's racist.
I know. I know what I was doing.
I think we might have a dress rehearsal tonight, which is a pain in the ass.
I was about to fucking... say that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard, but you have enough new people that you probably actually
right.
need one.
We're also working with a lot of
contractors
this year, yeah. Like, way more than usual.
Yeah. That doesn't sound fun. I like a little more seat of the pants than that. A little more. We know what's going on in theory, but it'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll be all right.
If you wanted in, you should have got in. I left room for you, Volvo. I left room for you and your dog.
You had your chance.
So did the person behind me. Mm-hmm. And you're still not getting in. Maybe the dog turned on the blinker.
We found the American Career College. It's this building.
Wow.
Massage therapy. Medical assistant, vocational nursing,
dental assistant,
ooh.
And more.
Some American careers.
Yes, you can only find these careers in America. Massage is illegal across the pond.
That's why I came here.
They have no dentists.
Yeah, it's seen enough British television to know that's true. Great. Looks like dress rehearsal is on right now, according to Tamor. It's me fine. Rehearse away, my friends. Dress on.
Just have someone stand there yelling in Gaelic. It'll be like having you there.
Perfect. It's like the double-edged sword of not being involved at all with the production
mm-hmm.
of this show. It's like super frustrating in one way because it's like, yo, I produce the only live show we do. But then it's also like,
3 miles
so when you turn up, there's all these
US
things that are wrong. And you're like, oh, we should
have done
this. But then
3 miles
like,
ahead on the route.
You dodge
slow
like
traffic.
2 months of fucking meetings
yep.
of
nonsense. So
yeah, you gotta pick your poison on that one.
Yeah,
just maybe do the best of what you can. It should be good this year. Sounds like they've.
I've looked over their schedule of appointments and stage show stuff, and I was like, all right, yeah, there's some stuff on there. But I was mostly looking it over for game names and stuff.
Right, yeah. See what's out there.
Yeah.
We don't have as many, you know, Microsoft Game 3
as
previous years. A lot of it's kind of known. Seems like folks are getting in.
Yeah.
Dress rehearsal tomorrow at 9:30. Tech run, I guess. It means I gotta get in, do a dress rehearsal, find somewhere to watch the Formula One, then watch some video game stuff.
Yeah, I imagine we'll probably just meet up for breakfast and then head over a few hours before we go live. And if there's still work to do.
There's only two conferences tomorrow, right?
Yeah. And then there's like a bunch of events in the middle. Or not, maybe not a bunch of events, but there's...
like appointments?
Yeah, one or two things. Theoretically, people could be doing.
How do you combat the throat voice problems of like talking nonstop? Because you're even talking over the press.
I need to do better at that. Right. I need to be better at drinking water or something, because I don't now. And on days where we podcast long, if we record a podcast and then one or two videos or something like that, like by the end of the day, like my voice is a little raspy. I mean, it's a little raspy right now.
Yeah. We've just been sitting in this car this whole time.
Yeah. So, I just need to be better about actually drinking water. And should probably actually look into what is the right way to take care of a voice.
Some honey and milk.
Yeah.
Vaseline. All the classics.
Yeah, so if someone could rub Vaseline on my vocal cords, that would be really nice.
I could do that, but you're not going to like the way I get it there.
That's what you think.
All right. Shout at Jack Daniels.
Yeah, that'll work.
Worked for Axel, man.
Yeah, it worked out great for him.
But he's still... he can still...
dude.
Did you see those AC/DC like stuff? Like he's...
yeah.
He's better than you would think.
Yeah.
Isn't he suing Google right now?
That sounds like something
there was
do.
Some picture of him that he didn't want on the internet anymore, and
he's suing them because Google Images has pictures of fat Axl Rose on the internet. He's like, you're invading my copyright.
I don't think that's how it works. I don't think that's how any of this works, Axel. But, hey, you do you. You sue whatever you want to sue, man.
Like, if anything, he probably doesn't even own the rights to that image because someone else took the photo, right?
Yep. I mean, it's from a public performance, so yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like weird belligerence as the whole Axl Rose aesthetic at this point.
Historic Filipino town.
How come they get a historic?
Or is everything else gets everything the little
treatment?
Everything
is little Bangladesh.
Well, you know, they're just better at branding.
Yeah. I think the first one we drove past was Thai Town.
Toy Town?
No, Thai Town.
Oh.
All right, 1 mile we're getting off of this stretch, which hopefully will clean up this whole traffic situation.
Oh, that'd be great. Hi, downtown. Ooh, they're building a new building.
They do that on occasion.
They should really stop.
It's the opposite of what they should be doing.
Yeah.
Dismantling this whole thing.
Crack down three of that shit.
110 North is on the right.
I'm also Irish, and isn't it a very Irish thing trying to make fun of ourselves and our country? Is that a question? Yeah. Self-deprecation is a very Irish trait.
It does feel like it's kind of in your DNA.
Yeah.
I've never met an actual honest-to-God Irish person who did not enjoy taking the piss out of all things Irish.
Because yeah. We all know it's grand in the end.
Yeah.
It's a fine place.
My grandfather certainly loved to.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you know where he's from?
No, his family came over before he was born, so I don't really know where they came from, but...
The Navarros.
No, the O'Connors.
Yeah, that's much all right. That's much more Irish.
CA1.
We'll see you again
north
someday.
Is on the right, and then keep right onto I-110 south.
South, you say? All right then.
Well, it's loosened up already.
Yeah, feeling pretty good about this.
Nice. San Pedro. South.
San Pedro is, I believe, one of the main ports of Los Angeles.
Last night I dreamt of San Pedro. Actually, last night I had a dream that Vince McMahon owned Nintendo.
Oh boy.
And John Drake was his right-hand man.
Okay.
And I was pitching them on an iOS app that would like help people discover Nintendo games. And it was like this very graphically intensive representation of Nintendo products on an iOS screen. And Vince was way into it, and Drake was like, you know, none of that's real. And Drake was right. I was trying to sell them some shit that I hadn't figured out yet.
Right.
And I was trying to get Drake to not fucking blow my spot.
I wonder if Drake will do that.
Yeah. Wait, 110 South, shit.
Yeah. It all kind of splits weird here.
Well, this is 110 South also.
Yeah, I would get over.
Okay.
While you can.
Smooth. It was good.
Yeah, no, you
proceed
made the move.
About 1 mile on CA110 South.
We actually could have just gotten off here.
Yeah.
Then this hits Fig and we could... Anyway, whatever. Whatever.
Computer lady says this is faster.
Yeah.
And we never doubt the computer lady.
Never.
I feel like there are better computer ladies you could use on my phone. You could just... use Waze, which everyone just licenses their data from Waze at this point. Certainly better than whatever the fuck Lexus gets in these cars. I have to imagine. I don't even know if I still get track. Well, I must get some because it rerouted us a couple of times.
Yeah.
But,
who knows where it's getting that data from?
Yeah. I want to say that the traffic data stuff, when you get the car, you get that for some chunk of time.
Yeah.
And then they're like, well, if you want to keep using like this OnStar style button to call for help and you want traffic stuff and whatever, give us $380 a year.
Right.
I'm like, fucking what?
Wed Bush!
Michael Pachter's up in there right now holding
Mikey court. Pachter, shout out.
Getting it done.
Analyze that shit. Analyze those video games.
Countdown, everyone. We're almost there.
Yep.
All these people want to get in a crash. They're hell bent on it.
So we're taking, okay, 1 I-10 east, I guess? Yeah, honk the horn. Speaking of Pachter, did you hear about Shane Soderfield's stuff?
Yeah, his building got broken into,
yeah,
right?
Like, all his stuff got stolen.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, like, that whatever office they had or whatever he had got broken into. Just,
yeah.
Like, all the equipment.
Everything.
Cameras, everything. Just,
that's something you can empathize with.
Well, and yeah, we didn't have it on that scale by any stretch, but...
It was all our stuff. I mean,
it was
stuff. 100% of our stuff. So, but we had, that was the moment where I was like, man, it's actually a good thing we sold the company because we would be fucking done right now. Right.
Yep.
Where's the LACC? We posted.
It's, I think it's over here.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Staples Center. Can't see any billboards.
Yeah, not from this side, usually.
Yeah.
Got to be on the Figueroa side.
I can confirm that the LACC is here, though.
Yeah, it has not gone anywhere.
There's the South Hall.
Which is a real shame.
Almost there, chat. We did it.
Yeah.
Keep right.
Got a bit sleepy there for
keep
a while.
Left and then keep right. Okay.
So, as in, stay on the 110
stay
section
here and then
take this right here.
Okay. I see.
Keep right and then keep right. Keep right.
Getting this.
20C and then straight.
This is all fucked up.
Yep.
Usually
fuck
is.
Fuck all these roads.
It was fine until we actually got to Los Angeles.
Yeah. Yo.
Whoa.
There's sort of a lane here. We'll be fine.
Yeah, it all works out.
A real bummer if you crash now.
Yeah, we could get out and walk. We'd be fine. All right, we actually want to take this exit, so this is... Yeah, okay.
There.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Thank fuck for that.
Yeah.
That looks like no fun. What time did you leave your house?
9.
Jeez.
It's been a day.
Yeah. It's... You can make this drive a lot faster than we have, but... You know, we stopped. We ate.
Stopped. You went through San Francisco. You didn't go
right.
East from that.
Yeah.
Would you have gone down over the Richmond Bridge?
Yeah.
Straight down?
Yep.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, you just stay on the 580 until it hits the 5 and then it just goes.
That's a significant detour.
But San Francisco stuff's not so bad because there's zero traffic getting in there this morning. So.
Yeah. It's a Saturday. Is it easy to get in around that whole Chrissy Fields area and end up on that?
I take Lombard up to Van Ness.
Oh, right.
I don't
okay.
really actually hit any of that shit. All right, wants me to go for a while here, and then apparently we'll just be there. Hit a U-turn here.
Warcraft, June 10th. Look at all those.
Unite.
That is a filmed entertainment you can watch.
Popeyes?
Yep.
I didn't realize this all this shit was here. I didn't realize it was a Popeyes relatively close.
Louisiana Fast, baby.
Yeah, there's this Popeyes, and then there's like some tiny burrito stand that's open pretty late that I recommend if it's still there. And you find yourself at 1 in the morning going like, we just finished.
Yeah.
Let's, I need to eat. Dirt Dog, what is dirty. That? Yeah. Is old Dirty Bastard in, is old Dirt Dog in that? Is he even alive this whole time?
Yeah, and he owns a series of Popeyes restaurants now.
Grinder. That's all happening down here. They must have been really pissed off when that got made.
Yeah.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Grinder.
Let's go to
Grinder. No, it's actually been great for their business.
Yeah. They just needed to get bigger bathrooms.
Wait, are we
I've eaten at the Grinder.
Are we on Figueroa now?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Oh, there's Taco Bell right
there. Where are we?
On Figueroa.
Oh, God. Mayor of Tokyo is a pretty good username. Hold on. Over 99 billion served. That's awful. Why would they put that on McDonald's? That's just depressing. It doesn't make me...
Oh, man, I think this is where the Yoshinoya was, and now it's this Pasta Roma place. Weak.
Yoshinoya is bad.
You know, yeah. Oh, no, never mind. It's right here.
It's still bad.
Oh, this is a different... It says now open. Yeah, they must have relocated to this bigger place. Look at that. It's beautiful.
It's a fancy-looking Yoshinoya, but it's still garbage. There. Fat burger.
It's like... Yeah. It is like a Japanese, you know, style place.
Beef bowl.
But in America. And kind of worse.
This Felix thing's always confused me.
It's like it's Felix the cat, but then also...
Buy a car.
Gets a car place. Here's where the Microsoft press conference will be.
Yep. Monday morning.
We filmed our post-Microsoft wrap over here at this corner one year.
Right next to those famous hot dogs.
I've still never been to an E3 press conference.
You know.
It's pretty much what you would think it would be like.
They're all right.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people, and it's a pain in the ass to get in and stuff like that, but I don't know. I don't mind.
It's fine sitting in the audience.
I kind of like being there in person. It's kind of fun.
Put on your poncho.
It's a vibe. I skipped the poncho press conference.
Oh, did you?
I was, like, all set to go, and then we went to Roscoe's instead.
That was the right choice.
Yeah. Man, this place does hot dogs now, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this was a shitty, like, World Burritos or something.
That last sounds time. About right. The Dog House.
Dog House.
Ooh. Sponsored by Funhouse.
In a quarter of a mile, make a legal U-turn.
A legal U-turn.
If you make an illegal U-turn, the car just shuts down.
Mid-U-turn.
Yep. Now you fucked up.
Yeah.
Now you have to sit here and deal with that.
In 2/10 of a mile, make a legal U-turn. Make a legal U-turn ahead, and then your destination is ahead on the right.
Praise be.
This is not a great place to just leave your cab sitting.
Nope. You have arrived at your destination. The route guidance is now finished.
Congratulations, Jeff. You got us here alive for one year.
Sure did.
And I'm not even, like, dying to go to the bathroom this time, like I have been in years past. Like, I've run out of this car before.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
Thank you, Chad, for getting us through this.
Yeah, thanks for hanging out, everybody.
You're the best.
Enjoy E3.
Yeah.
It hasn't even started yet, and you're already tired.
Let's go to sleep. Everybody go to bed.
I'm always tired.
I can't turn it off. It won't turn off. My fingers don't conduct anymore. I keep hitting it, but it doesn't go.
Take your good shirt.
Get all this shit off your bag. Yeah, show it in my bag.
Yeah, get your shit off my bag.
What?
I never eat these nut clusters. I still can't stop this. I can't stop the broadcast. Nothing will stop the broadcast.